Pray without ceasing. I don't know what moved me to pick prayer for a sermon title. Actually, this will be part testimony and part message. Odd you should have mentioned this morning, Jeremy. You will hear part of my story as I go along. But Karen reminded me, since we're talking about prayer, will you pray with me and for me first? Heavenly Father, as the Apostle Paul wrote in his letter to the Ephesians, let us pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert. Always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me, that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I may fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly. Amen. Now, Karen reminded me earlier this week that there are more and more people in this congregation who have not known me for 30, 40 years. So before we talk about prayer, I'll take a few minutes and kind of reintroduce myself. You boys that know me, get your pillows and take a nap. Karen and I joined this church in 1988, way back in the 1900s. I wouldn't say we were really active the first few years, but gradually we begin to, what's the V word, Karen, volunteer, for more and more. And it is a privilege to be able to do so. It really is. You see, I'm designated lay leader now. Those of you who do not know what that is, you can Google it. Look it up in the GMC Book of Doctrine and Discipline, and it gives my job description. And part of that is attending the conference in Amarillo. Karen is so excited to go back to the panhandle to look at her. Anyway, I won't go into that job description, but you can look it up. And obviously, you see me every Sunday corralling them little kids like I did today and handling the ushers and that kind of thing. My faith journey, though, thinking back, what's the old saying about going down rabbit holes? But don't worry, this is all going to come back to the preaching about prayer, I promise that. And I drew a smiley face emoji right there for myself. Jeremy, you mentioned last week about how bad your handwriting is and you can't read it. I was very careful. I don't type, and we'll see. Both my grandmas were Catholic. Neither grandpa had a thing to do with church. This is some of the influences I grew up with. Despite great-grandpa Smith being a devout believer in the Assembly of God back in Oklahoma, and I did not know that until the year Daddy died. When he was really sick, he started telling me a lot of things we never knew. Great-grandpa Keith, on Mama's side, was a Methodist circuit rider in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Somehow, it didn't take with either grandpa. Mom and Daddy were not raised Catholic because of their daddy's influence. They started out to raise us kids as Methodists until about 1965, when they got involved with the Jehovah's Witnesses, and we stayed with that for 3 or 4 years. More of that some other Sunday. I don't know if there's enough rabbit holes to tell you all the ways that affected my family and me. But in spite of all that and all the confusion that it caused me in particular, being the youngest, prayer still and always continue to be a big part of me and my family's lives. Memories, thinking about prayer over all those years. Some of this I haven't thought about in 50 years, and I doubt Karen knows some of this. We had just moved, I gotta back up. My first prayer, You remember them old ceramic plates like your grandma's had hung on the wall, had a little saying or prayer. Mimi, Grandma Smith, our dear Mimi, gave each of us kids one when we were born. Now Mike and Cindy, the older two, theirs was the standard, and now I lay me down to sleep. Y'all know that one. Mine was different. And Mama liked to remind me, come to think of it, that I'm different. Mine said, Jesus, tender shepherd, hear me. Bless thy little lamb tonight. Through the darkness be thou near me. Keep me safe till morning's light. I still pray that sometimes. I do. We just moved to Rocky Ford, Colorado, down from Pueblo, what became our hometown. I see Phyllis and Carrie going, woo-hoo. Anyway, we lived in an old house Grandpa Smith had in town. Pot-bellied stove we burned coal in for heat. No hot water. We had indoor plumbing, though, by golly. We were uptown. Somewhere along the way, I was probably, like I said, probably three, going on four, Mama adopted a stray cat. Mama was always adopting a dog or a cat. Named her Matilda, as I recall. By and by, Matilda had three kittens, one for each of us. We got to pick one for our very own. Cindy, being the oldest, picked first. She named hers Bootsy, four white paws. Brother Mike was next. He took the gray one, named him Smokey. That left me with a little black one that I call Mr. Black. Love them kitties. Our neighbor to the south was one of them fellas Daddy just kind of tolerated. I won't say his name. He was on the town police force, and one day, a few weeks later, he poisoned our kitties. Daddy gathered them up. We took them to the back of the old barn, and we buried them in the corner of the old coal shed. Picture Daddy as plain as day, leaning on his shovel. And all I remember is the last part of a beautiful prayer. He said, "Please, God, don't let folks do that away anymore." And that, as they say, is all I've got to say about that. But we're told to pray in the Spirit on all occasions. And we prayed that day. I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior in the winter of 1966, early 67, 5 years old. We always had the old family Bible nearby, King James, you know, the big one with all the pictures. Mama was showing me something, and I wish I remembered what. And I made my decision then and there to follow Christ. Now, I mentioned the Jehovah's Witnesses. Sometime around, I think, 1969, I was in the third grade. Mom and Daddy just up and quit. We just stopped going. And it was 40 years before Daddy told me why. That's the way our family was. We just didn't talk. Just didn't talk. Mama thought Daddy wanted to go, and Daddy thought Mama wanted to go, and neither one of them did. So there you go. Caused some confusion for me and my brother and sister, but in spite of all the mixed messages between them people's teachings and Mimi's Catholic influence and Mom and Daddy's background, I just kind of set out on my own studying Scripture and praying for answers. Early on, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, too. Prayer works, my friends. My brother and I were socially awkward boys. Cindy was the social one. We mostly hung together, and together, just us at school, as much as we could. I was painfully shy as a boy, painfully shy. So being quiet, polite, awkward, religious kids, we were picked on and bullied a lot. All through school, I remember many days of praying and praying hard just to get through the day. Prayer works. Through my teen years, all through high school, junior high on, I had so many doubts, conflicting ideas coming in my head because of leftover teachings from them witness peoples, and their influence plagued me for years, years. In my 30s, I would think something like, why do I think that? And I'd remember, oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I prayed so very hard for protection for my family every night. For all of us to find peace in the Lord Jesus. My senior year, God answered a prayer and sent me a best friend. Karen remembers Justin Enzer. His daddy was pastor of the First Church of God there in Rocky Ford. Justin and I talked so much about doctrines and biblical truths, and I began to let go of some things, and some of those doubts those other people stuck me with. Justin and I prayed and we cried and we laughed together. After I graduated, I started going to church regularly every Sunday. I finally had a church home and a church family, all 13 of us in that little church. It grew, by the way. When Karen and I married and moved away, I think there was over 100 in attendance. But somewhere around 81 or 82, it was after both grandpas had passed, it must have been 81, another prayer was answered and my mom and daddy started coming to that church with me. Pretty soon, daddy's twin sister, Aunt Mary Jane, was there. I've ministered to Aunt Mary Jane. She would take 7 Sundays to describe. But she was there. And then, made us all so happy, dear old Mimi Smith, my Catholic grandma, started coming to the Church of God. Still had one thing bugging me, bothering me deep in my soul. I prayed about it and I prayed and prayed some more. Spring of 1983, I was baptized, a good old Duncan, recommitted my life and my heart to Jesus Christ that day. The morning of my baptism, me and Daddy were sitting out front of the old house. Daddy said, "Me and Mama are going to follow you one day, real soon." Within a month, I got to see Mom and Daddy and Aunt Mary Jane baptized too. A few weeks after that, one of the most joyful things I've ever seen, a little old 80-year-old Mimi was baptized, brothers and sisters. Prayers are heard and prayers are answered. Who else finds it hard to pray sometimes? I do. Much less to pray under all circumstances, as Paul keeps telling us. I got it praying up here in the pulpit like I did a few minutes ago. That's one of the tough ones for me sometimes. I can start to feel insecure and the old self-doubts start sneaking in. A couple of things I tell myself. One, I remember that I don't have to sound all religious. And I know I keep doing the quote things. Relax and talk to God, Frank. Another thing, and this is important, people. Doubts and insecurities are the enemy. Have no doubt, it's the old devil himself whispering in your ear, "You're not good enough. You can't do this." When I feel that right away, I really pray for protection. So we pray every Sunday, deliverance from evil. Another thing, I go to Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Paul says, "The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we have to pray for, but the Spirit Himself will intercede and pray for us through wordless groans." God searches our heart, and He knows the mind of the Spirit because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Amen. So as believers, as a child of God, we are not left alone, are we? We don't have to rely on ourselves or cope with problems on our own. Even when you don't know the right words, the Holy Spirit will pray with you and for you. And God will answer. Don't hesitate to ask for the Spirit to step in and help. In the Spirit, on all occasions, Paul says, with all kinds of prayers and requests. Paul says it again and again. Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 through 18. "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. Our joy in the Lord our prayers and our thankfulness shouldn't keep changing with our situations or change with our feelings. Rejoice always, pray continually, and continue to give thanks. Now, does that not go against our natural instinct sometimes? Of course, we're not being commanded to spend 24 hours a day on our knees here at the pulpit, are we? Or at the altar. But we do need to commit to regular times for prayer and try. I tell myself to try to keep a prayerful attitude as much as possible, as often as I can, even with life's little frustrations and little irritations, like in traffic, other drivers, household project ain't going right. How much better it is when you stop and breathe a prayer. Where I need to remind myself to keep a prayerful attitude, to depend on God, a short, spontaneous prayer in our day-to-day lives can be a powerful thing. God still hears you, folks. Another thing I do frequently remind myself, prayer is us talking to our Heavenly Father, asking for His intercession, asking for His help. Somewhere not long ago, I was reading, somebody had written that the Apostle Paul didn't speak English. Took me by surprise. I assumed he used the King James Version like everybody else. But here is something to remember. The Greek word we see translated as prayer, I'm not going to try to pronounce it, literal meaning is to exchange. So in our prayer, in our conversations with our Father God, we exchange our feelings, our thoughts, needs, emotions, our passions, our worries, our doubts, and our fears, our joy, our victories, and our praise. We exchange for God's peace, understanding, healing, forgiveness, compassion, grace, and love. Amen. Going to stop, by the way, and say happy birthday, Jeremy. You ain't old. I turned 65 in 30 days. That's pretty near 1 foot in the grave. But happy birthday. The more I pray, the more I want to pray. If you find yourself stuck, and do we not all get stuck, you feel like you just can't pray, a few things that can help you to keep track. The Bible. Read the Psalms. Pray the Psalms. As you read, ask for the Spirit's guidance. The 100th Psalm or the 113th for giving praise to God. For giving thanks, go to Psalm 18, Psalm 32. Start praying for your brothers and sisters here if you're stuck and can't pray. Ask God to help them to continue to do His will. Thank God for their faith. Pray for more wisdom, more understanding, to give them strength and patience, to fill them with joy. Once you start to pray, you'll want to keep praying. Find yourself a good daily devotional. One I'm currently using is called I Hear His Whisper. Another good one is Prayers on Fire, Jesus Calling. Look for a daily prayer app on your phone. I know Preston does that. I know Karen does that. I would look for an app if I knew how. My first cell phone was so old, you still had to dial it. Find somebody to pray with on a regular basis if you're comfortable with that. Even if you're not comfortable with that, find somebody to pray with. The most powerful prayers I can remember have been praying with or for somebody in person. You know the Spirit is there. Sometimes the hair stands up on the back of your neck. You get a chill. Rabbit holes, thinking back again, 45 some years ago. I knelt at the altar in the Church of God, Rocky Ford, one evening. Reverend Jim Enzer, retired Reverend Bill Swaggerty, Jim's boy, my best friend Justin, Daddy was there. They laid hands on me, and we prayed that I might continue to fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, that I would go and make disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I still feel that prayer, folks. I still feel it. I pray God I've tried to live up to that. The more you pray, the more you want to pray. Some years ago, Karen and I were raiding in the Jiffy Lube for an oil change. I forget how many years it's been. An older couple was there, and they got up and come over to where we were sitting. Didn't know them, never seen them. The man says, "Sir, would you mind praying for my wife and I?" I said, "I would be happy to." We put our hands on their shoulders and I prayed. I don't remember, Karen might, if he told us any specifics. His wife was sick, maybe, I don't know. That was one of those times the Spirit led us. Just a few weeks ago, Karen had a follow-up with our orthopedic surgeon. Known him for years. He replaced both Karen's knees last year. He worked on my shoulder more times than I can count. Anyway, he and his wife are about to leave on a 3-year mission trip to Tahiti. They are LDS, which is beside the point. But we were done with the appointment, and Karen asked, "Would it be okay if we prayed with you?" And he said, "Please do." We laid hands on him, and I prayed. I have no idea, folks, what the words were I spoke. When we were done, we all three had tears in our eyes, and Dr. Lucas said, "I have never been prayed for like that before." That's the Spirit, folks. That is the Spirit. One of our gatherings, Karen's big family some years ago, I think there's 28 of them when all the nieces and grandnieces, anyway, gathered for a meal, and one of the sisters asked me to pray. Little niece Marianne says, "Why does Frank always have to do it?" One of the sisters said, "Because he's good at it." Well, there again, my hope and my prayer is that I can continue to live up to that too. Friends, brothers and sisters, if anyone feels the need, this altar is always open. Anything on your heart or on your mind that you need to give up to God today, to pray about, come kneel at the altar and pray. I promise you there are folks here who will lay hands on and pray with you and for you. You have the message, my friends. Amen.